And as we bring attention to the breath, we're immediately encountering life, because the breath is an expression of life, and it's only happening in this moment. It's only alive in this moment. So feel the inflow of the breath with each inhalation, and feel how that enlivens the body. You may even feel the energy of it, the prana coming in with the breath. And with each breath, just focusing on the in-breath for a few moments, start to also notice the energy field in the body, so the energy in the feet. If you rest attention in the body, you'll feel this more subtle dimension of energy, of life, in the hands. And it's very subtle, but you might notice with each in-breath, the energy field in the body seems to increase a little, get a little livelier. The other thing that the breath takes us to isn't just life, but it's also death. Because after the fullness of the in-breath, when it reaches its absolute fullness, there's just a moment there, and as you take the next few breaths, start to notice when it reaches that apex of fullness. There's like a little pause there, and sometimes you can feel joy or just the liveliness of life with the in-breath and when it reaches its peak. But then, as soon as it's reached its peak, it then dies. It begins to die. The out-breath, that breath is now completing its journey. It's leaving the body slowly. And just notice at the end of the out-breath, there is nothing. Each breath truly dies at the end of the out-breath. So just notice that for a few breaths. Have that experience. The beautiful inflow of life, the fullness, the liveliness, and then the death. The gradual surrender back into the stillness as the breath completely exhales and comes to rest. And take a moment and notice the space at the end of the out-breath. There's a gap there of stillness, of emptiness, before the next breath arises. So become curious about that space where there's apparently nothing. Let yourself enter that space. And you can actually experience it. It may seem like a dark void. Perfect stillness. It's the unknown, really. And just like when physical death happens, when you're in this void, you are apparently completely alone. You're one with this void, which is ultimately the divine, the being. Consciousness, awareness. So it isn't lonely, but notice that here, when you enter this space, you leave behind all of your relationships. When you really let go and merge into the stillness, all of the human relationships, attachments, even memories are left behind. You're just empty here. So just for a moment, before your physical death, let yourself experience the complete letting go and merging into this void, which we could call death. The death of each breath takes you there. Go deeper and deeper. And start to explore this void where your name isn't here, your body, your sense of personality, your goals and dreams, your history, none of that is here. So let yourself die into this, whatever this is, this stillness, this being. Fall into it and see what you find here. It's very spacious, it's vast, it's deep. And yet it's familiar because this is you, your eternal self, that eternal being. You may have an experience of expanding, of deeply resting. Nothing's expected. And you're resting or held in this ocean of being, just floating. And just see in this moment, having left behind your human existence for a moment and without your name, your body, your history, your attachments and relationships, your identity, who are you here in this void, this pure being? Be curious, sense and feel and experience. Who am I when I let go of all of those worldly things? Who am I after my body dies? Just rest and experience. It may seem like an empty void at first. The more you rest in here, the more you'll sense there's actually love. You're being held in this ocean of being in a loving embrace. And you're awake, you're aware. But there is no problem here. No attachment, no holding, just being. just keep letting go, just the same way the breath teaches us so beautifully. Every breath through the out-breath just lets go into death. It dies. So this is dying before we die, letting go of everything, deeper and deeper surrender into this ocean of being, which may appear as a dark void, or it may be filled with light, just whatever your experience is. Letting go of your sense of identity and everything you thought you were, and see who you are without that, here and now. Letting it all go. Surrendering everything into pure being. Seeing where that leads you. And you can drop a gentle inquiry into this space and just rest and feel the answer. It could be, who am I? Before my body came to life and after, who am I? And just be still and sense and feel. No thinking will take you to the answer. This eternal being that you are, here now, always, formless but awake, aware, present. This is you, your true nature. And temporarily you're expressing through a human existence, a body-mind, and that is still here in this moment. So, just allowing yourself to very slowly and gradually begin to find the rhythm of the breath again. It's like in this ocean of being that you are, that you're floating in, that is ultimately you. There's a movement like waves on the ocean, and you find that it's your own breath. You can follow that very gently and find where it is in your physical body, which is just, as the Sufis say, just the shore of your own being. So gently returning to that breath. And notice you can feel it and experience it, but still rest in your being. And you can begin to get more involved with your body-mind, feeling that breath coming in on the inhalation, reaching its peak, and then dissolving back into this ocean of being. Each new breath being born, having its life and dying. It's a beautiful illustration of all form. A comes, it lives, it recedes back into the ocean. But the ocean still is the I am, the being. And following the breath fully into the body, staying aware of this ocean of being, this vastness that you are, this eternal being, and feeling this temporary expression of being we call the body. Direct emanation of being is that energy field in the body. It's one with your deeper being, and that's why it's so helpful to stay connected to the energy, for example, in your feet, your hands, all through the body, wherever you can feel it. It is universal. When you're just in this state of rest, you can feel oftentimes just sort of an emptiness, even in your form. It's not all tangled up and worried and attached. But just in this moment, those things may appear, but underneath there's the free, expansive ocean of being. And each breath is rising out of it and returning. So each breath keeps you in touch with this ocean of being if you just stay with the rhythm, the waves of breath. And this is a wonderful thing to practice so that when the actual death of the body comes, you've entered this realm many times, each time loosening more and more the attachments, losing more of the history, being more in the presence. So you're familiar with this when the actual physical death comes. So gently keep resting and gently return to normal life when you're ready. Keep this awareness of how close life and death are, and each breath teaches us that and can help us to let go and surrender to this greater ocean of being.